This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As another day of spring training begins, Major League officials are hoping to turn the focus back to baseball. Yesterday, at camps in Florida and Arizona, new revelations in an ongoing steroid scandal raised questions once again about some of the game's biggest stars. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Yesterday was picture day for the San Francisco Giants, meaning photographer Michael Zagaris was hard at work making baseball players look just right.
Okay, start your windup. Oh, right there. You're holding that. That's killer. Just like that. All right, start to come around.
At the Giants spring training stadium in Scottsdale, Arizona, Zagaris was posing new players for their baseball card photos, heroic images for a next generation of baseball icons. If only things were as picture perfect for the current generation. The morning newspaper brought more bad news for San Francisco superstar Barry Bonds. Rumors of performance-enhancing drug use have swirled around Bonds since he set a single-season record in 2001 with an astounding 73 home runs. Yesterday's San Francisco Chronicle went well beyond rumors. According to information given to federal investigators and shared with the Chronicle, Barry Bonds received illegal steroids and human growth hormone from his personal trainer, Greg Anderson. Anderson was one of four men indicted last month for illegally distributing performance-enhancing drugs. According to the newspaper report, Anderson got the substances from Balco, the California lab at the heart of an unfolding doping scandal. The Chronicle named New York Yankees stars Jason Giambi and Gary Sheffield, three other major leaguers, and an NFL player as having gotten steroids as well. In the Giants clubhouse yesterday morning, pitcher Chad Zerbe said the news about Bonds wouldn't be a distraction as the team prepared for its first spring training games this week.
There's things going on everywhere you go. In our case, it's what's going on right now. You just got to look past that and focus on baseball.
Chad Zerbe took a bit of a risk talking to reporters after Major League Baseball and the Players Union urged players not to speak publicly about the drug issue. Zerbe says a Giants team lawyer warned there could be ramifications if players talk about the ongoing investigation, such as, a reporter asked, such as a subpoena, said Zerbe.
I want to stay out of court. I don't want to go and testify. I just want to play baseball. So we were just told not to talk about it and let them handle it.
But reporters kept pressing players nevertheless and descended on Barry Bonds when he finally arrived at his locker. Bonds has rarely talked about the drug issue, and he was not in the mood to do so yesterday. As one writer began asking a question, Giants PR person Blake Rhodes pounced.
Dude, don't even try. I told you earlier. Talk to his attorney.
As the reporter retreated, Bonds continued dressing, at one point stripping off his shirt and revealing his chiseled upper body that makes skeptics wonder, how does a 39-year-old man look like that? Bonds' lawyer released a statement yesterday. We continue to adamantly deny that Barry was provided, furnished, or supplied any of these substances at any time by Greg Anderson.
Oh, there it is!
No! No,
there it is!
No, it's not! No,
it's
not!
There it is! In the tree!
At an afternoon batting practice session, Bonds' mood seemed to soar like the baseballs he drove deep into the outfield and beyond. He was loose, happy, and especially animated when his godfather, the legendary Willie Mays, showed up. San Francisco fan Andy Rowland watched the happy scene from behind a fence and tried to reconcile the day's unhappy news.
I think it's a little bit sad in terms of baseball. Bonds comes out and denies or says he hasn't done this. Kind of sounds a little bit like the Pete Rose story, I didn't gamble on baseball, and then, you know, a couple of years later, 10 years later, writes a book saying, lo and behold, I did bet on baseball. So, I don't know.
In fact, there's still a lot not yet known as this country's biggest ever drugs in sports scandal unfolds. At a news conference yesterday in New York, baseball executive Bob Dupay cautioned, in reference to the Chronicle report, that there have been no charges against any baseball player. Dupay was on hand for the announcement of a new bill in Congress designed to fight anabolic steroid use in sports. Supporters of the legislation say they hope it moves forward swiftly. In the meantime, baseball officials are praying some sunny spring training days in Arizona and Florida can blot out the chill of a drug story that many say is just getting started. Tom Goldman, NPR News.